All right. Hey, guys, welcome back to the studio. We have special guests T-Money Green and Jackie Wallace, two studio favorites. We've got the Trace Amigos sitting here at the table today.
Yes.
All right, guys, let's play catch up.
Let's play.
What's new?
Let's play. Well, me and Jackie started dating.
Yes.
Here's Dr. Kale, yeah. The fiance.
Yeah, right.
He swiped
right. She's still waiting. Yeah, you know, he swiped right. Yeah. But no, we've been doing all kind of stuff. We lately seen Snoop recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just loved Jackie. It's the second time seeing her. And you know, Snoop is not like that, Jackie. I just want you to know that.
Okay, but let's be honest.
Well, if he was just a guest, he wouldn't do that.
Right. Okay.
Because you could lie and
VIP.
I'm with the big dog.
Of course.
So when you're with the big dog, but everybody
even
likes
then,
you.
I wouldn't These be guys.
I wouldn't be invited on the show if it wasn't for you. So, okay.
Oh, come on now.
See, you can't talk to Jackie, man. These guys won't just like you like that.
No.
And I saw it in him, and I really appreciate him that he took the time to know that that's who was with me the last time.
Yeah.
But there
was love in that hug.
It was. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Listen, yeah, yes.
Yeah, but what you guys don't get to see, I mean, you get to see a couple pictures. Of course, Dr. Gail, who's in the house, Tony's fiance, she sees it all the time, but is the respect that Snoop has for Tony.
Yeah.
I mean, it's mind blowing because like he does so much stuff for local artists in Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, just selflessly, like he says yes to everything. And Jean Paul, who's also in here, knows that too.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing to see somebody like Snoop interact with him. Like I just stay behind the scenes and watch this whole thing happen. And it's like, wow, Detroit, you know, all these artists that, you know, have had Tony on their record or Tony co-produce things or hyped up live sessions or whatever. It's like they have no idea that you've got somebody like Snoop who just admires
him. Yeah.
And it's cool. It's just really cool to see.
I love seeing the pictures, too, because it looks like Snoop singing directly to Tony.
He was.
Yeah.
He was.
Because he said when we went back, he was like, man, I was looking at you. You wasn't sitting down. Because he knows I use a walker recently.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And he was like, I was waiting for you to sit down, and you wasn't sitting down, man. He kept coming over to that side of the stage.
Yeah.
Those two had a thing going on.
Yeah, that's my man, though.
Oh, yeah. It was so cool.
You figure now, I was with him in 1993, and he was just a real young man, you know? And then just all that was done. I like how he appreciates all of the stuff that I brought to make his album.
Absolutely.
Yes. You guys were talking about that, too, after.
Yeah, because what happens is you get an album with all those kind of features, and it blows up like that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they look back on your first project.
Yeah.
So his first project was something people would be talking about forever.
Forever. Right.
I mean, Gin and Juice is still playing like it's brand new.
Oh, yeah. You know? That's all that stuff is still on my workout playlist.
Yeah. Doing commercials and stuff. So he told me what to do with my catalog and how to get it going and sent him some stuff. And we're going out there. Warren G needs me to come play bass. Mm-hmm. So we're going to use that time for Jackie to come out. And we end up meeting Snoop on our bigger, what we really want to talk about.
Yeah, you guys are collaborating on some projects right now. Yeah. That's amazing. Oh, yeah. No Man Left Behind. I like that you know, you guys still stay in touch and he respects you guys and that mutual reciprocity.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't even be all geeked up if it wasn't for Jackie to tell the truth.
Right.
You know, you got to find somebody else that's in it as much as you would like.
You got to have the Martha to your Snoop.
You got it. Otherwise, you just don't. It's not something that I'd wake up and be excited to do.
Yeah.
But when somebody else is excited, you know, you play off of their excitement. It's just like coming here.
That's how I feel when Jackie comes into the studio because she gets me all excited.
Yeah. Oh, so this is Jackie's show.
This is the Jackie show.
The Jackie show. Yeah, we switch seats. I don't know. This seat will swallow you.
No, this is relationship, including Dr. Gail, who's part of our bigger collaboration project is you just don't find relationships like that, you know, especially in business and especially in music. And I think Tony, I mean, you know, inside the book, you read the stuff he's gone through to get to where he's at today, which a lot of musicians have, but so many of them give up where he just kept doing it.
It's real easy to quit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's just like when you just asked me about Tommy. We've been in a band for like as close to 16 years now.
Yeah, Tommy Kozop.
Yeah.
And the only reason why is because when there's no gigs, then I'm not calling.
Right.
You know, the guys that have to rehearse and pound away, you know, then they break up. You know what I mean? But the fact that we only get together a few weeks before a show.
Right.
You know, and it just makes everybody like happy to see everybody. You know, we all ready and we do a great show, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, Tommy's been with me a long time.
I've actually been in touch with Tommy because Tommy's sister and I, Leanne, we go back to our junior high days.
Oh, wow.
And she reached out to me and she's like, you know, T. And I'm like, yeah
that's what she said. Jackie.
And so I reached out to Tommy because Tommy's gotten into podcasting.
Yeah.
So he's got
he
a
has?
Business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So
that's right.
I'm looking at, I've invited him out to collaborate and potentially come on the podcast and see if we can do some crossover stuff because, we grew up in the same neighborhood.
That's good, man.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
he's all right with me, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
from day
that's awesome.
One, when I met him, he was,
and he's networked in with Darren McCarty, also who's your good friend.
Well, that's how they got with Darren.
Okay,
you know all
through
these
you.
Guys. Are, yeah, yeah, what it is, I invite these people, get it close, and then they, you know,
they all become friends, right?
Yeah, I'm like, boy, how did Darren get it with you guys? But my boy York, that you know, the executive produced the show with me. He's the one who will go behind me, like, and everybody I bring that he didn't know about, they're on his show next.
Right.
Like, damn, you're gonna get your own people, man.
Hollywood Farms, I think. They've got a big farm out
big
there.
Big green screen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, big green screen.
Yeah,
that's
I just
amazing.
Sent somebody out there to do, they're doing some work out there. Yes.
Like music videos.
It's a
and
huge,
stuff.
Yeah, huge green screen. I mean, you can drive your car in there.
Oh, wow. Amazing. There was a car in there.
Yeah, it was
in one of the videos. Yeah. And they had, there was a few photos I saw with Darren McCarty with those guys. And there's another musician, I think. Louis.
That's got the hip hop and roll.
He's been on Hyped Up.
Yeah, he's been hyped. Yeah, they want to come back. Man, we finding some great new guests, man.
Yeah,
so I'm just loving that. Mm-hmm. And you know what we doing with Jackie is just keeps me young, man. Because I'll be 68 my next birthday.
Gosh.
I don't believe it.
I know,
right?
I know.
I wish I didn't believe it, but my knees. If I showed you my knees, you'd say, oh yeah, you're 98. That's for real.
Over 40, you're either part of the hip group, the not so hip group, or the broken hip group. That's about
it. Broken hip, right. At least my hips are good. But yeah, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. So glad to be back here. Mm-hmm. And we might as well let you know all the stuff just going. So
yeah, talk
Jackie,
about some
give
projects.
Give them the tea.
No.
What's the tea?
Give them the tea.
No, we don't do tea.
Oh, we don't? You know how people say, who got the tea?
I know, I'm kidding.
Spill the juice.
So we are working on another book. It's almost done, and this is a whole different thing. It's actually geared just to musicians or aspiring musicians, but it's a workbook. So it's all about strategies and stuff like that, especially for musicians who are just starting out. So we're moving along on it. We're pretty excited about
it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited about everything these days.
And we've got...
paving the way for the new artist, the new talent.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
Someone's got to do it. Yeah.
There's tons of it, too. There's tons of it. I'm glad when we can get to the place where we can sign a few different people.
We're
John
working
Paul.
On that.
John Paul and I were just
he would
talking
be first.
About... John Paul and I were just talking about how, you know, Detroit is really on the music scene right now. Trying to
reinvigorate. All eyes on Detroit right now.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing.
So we got to do something with that.
Yeah.
It's all eyes on Detroit.
Well, we got the right man on the job.
Hey, I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You know, it's a few.
Yeah.
It's a few in the deal. You know, they didn't break the mold when it came to me because I looked up to some people to do it. And then there's people behind me that's doing it, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot of talent out here, man. It'd be a shame if more groups don't get signed.
Yeah.
Well, you know, nowadays you almost don't want to get signed.
Yeah. Right.
Because
right.
the deals are so horrible.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, the record company's making all the money. What you call it, the 360 degree. They're making it off your tour, your merch, your record sales. So it's almost... These rappers, a lot of the young rappers are getting filthy rich and don't have record deals.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But they wake up after they put something on YouTube and it's a million views overnight.
Yeah.
And that's what Snoop was telling me because I was like, man, I just don't like the streaming and stuff like this. And I liked it like how it used to be. We had product and go. And he was like, nah. He said, the streaming is, you can't beat it. He said, because you wake up and all of a sudden be platinum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah. So he made me appreciate it a little, you know, a little more. So yeah. I'm going to try it, what he told me. And then he told me to put some instrumentals out there for these guys because that's all they do is grab other stuff.
Yeah.
And he told me to say it's OGT Green from Death Row, you know, the best of 90s hip hop, you know.
Yeah.
And it's a slam dunk, so I can't wait to see it. Yeah. I know people go viral, and I'm anxious to see what that's like.
Yeah, I'm learning about all that
John
stuff.
John Paul himself. Knows all about that already.
Yeah, that's right, yes.
You know, so yeah, I want to see what that's about. So
yeah,
we got it yet to come. And I want to thank everybody about this book. Now, we got the book fair coming up.
We do, July 21st at the Detroit Eastern Market.
Yeah,
and
it's usually 10 or 15,000 people down there.
Yeah.
Packed.
Oh, I love Eastern Market. Always a good time.
Have you been to the book fair, though? That's
I have not.
Huge. It's so cool.
But I will be going.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's July. We're going to be there July 21st. I think it's a couple days, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we'll be there on July 21st.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a couple days.
Is it just one day?
It might just be one. And then this time they got a little after party.
Oh, they do.
So I think we should attend that.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, I'm
networking.
There's people that have been doing books.
Yeah.
And I mean, we sit next to a guy that's got all kind of vintage records.
Yeah.
Sells,
oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Vinyl's huge right now.
Everybody's nice, man. Everybody's
it's
so
really
nice.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
It is really, really nice. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you get up early for it, too.
Yeah.
We had to be there at 7. We came right off the road from coming from St.
Oh, yeah,
Louis.
That's right.
So you'll have like a booth, a tent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got,
a booth.
Got a table about this long.
Yeah.
And now Jackie got the banner. We got a banner. We didn't have a banner before.
Yeah.
So that's going to bring attention. And then I'm giving away vinyl.
Right.
I got some vinyl unreleased records.
Yeah.
Amazing. From the vault.
From the vault.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I'm giving away. And these vinyls, these are beautiful, too, because it's got the actual face of the artist in the center.
I love it.
And this music is beautiful. So what I do like is that when people do take it, because, you know, some people be like, oh, he gave this away free. It probably... Then they probably take it home and be like, man, this is a jam.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm not trying to give away nothing. I'm not throwing away nothing.
Exactly.
You know, I feel like I'm putting it in people's hands.
Sharing the wealth.
Like
what was cool, though, last year were the young kids that came and wanted the vinyl and wanted him to sign it. And, I mean, he was a celebrity just with kids. Gosh, I think they were like 17 and 18 years old.
And then the guy, it was a girl and a guy, and she made her dad. He had to buy two books. So I guess they don't get along with sharing
money. Right. So
I was like,
hey, listen,
double your sales.
Yeah. Everyone in my family had to get their own.
Really?
Yeah. And I just made sure I got mine signed.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I just got mine signed also.
Hey, beautiful. There you go, man. Yeah.
Yes. Hey. I appreciate
that. Cool. Amazing.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, the signing of the thing. You know, I've been signing when I was with the Dramatics for all the time. And I remember the first time somebody asked me for an autograph, and I really couldn't believe it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
But I was writing a whole book. Like,
Right.
Like,
phone number.
I'm trying to get Ron's signature, please. Can you hurry it up?
Now, you got a second book coming out, right?
Well, this
the
is the second one we're working
the
on
workbook.
Now.
The workbook, right.
Yeah,
okay, got it.
We're working on now. So.
Yeah, it won't be ready for this year's fair, but hopefully we'll have it ready for the fall.
Yes.
So
when
these kids go back to music school and stuff like that, it'll be a great gift.
Yeah,
that's going to be good.
Now, have you heard of Assemble?
I've heard of Assemble, yeah. Because a couple of guys, young guys that performed at my Hyped Up, we had a Next Generation for the younger kids to come out, and a couple of bands from Assemble Sound came out.
Oh, okay.
And they were great.
Yeah.
This boy on guitar was a monster. They did really, I was like, wow, this is some really nice talent. Mm-hmm. Probably better than Dime, huh? I didn't like Dime's initiative, to tell the truth. When I heard them in an interview and they said, we come here to help people, you know, with the Motown sound. But I'm like, you're from England.
Right. Right.
I was like, you
just don't compute.
My head. Like,
right.
You're going to come and help them get, you know, notice the Motown sound. No, I don't think that should be your initiative. It should be to come and help a lot of artists that's running around here don't have anything to do and give them a platform. And stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a little bit. Because now they're not really around. And I know Assemble Sound would probably be around.
Yeah.
Wow.
Assemble's been around for a long time.
It has?
Oh, yeah. I think, John Paul, how long have they been around?
We'll have to have a symbol on the podcast and find so out. We can determine.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Get the facts.
Yes. We want the facts and we want them now.
Right. So it's all you now. What you want to ask any question? We're answering everything.
Yeah, anything and everything. No holds barred.
Except for that one.
Yes. So when does the cooking channel come out between you and Jackie?
Oh,
you can't cook, You know, I can't cook at all.
No, so. That's going to be the beauty of the show. I've talked about this with both of you two on separate podcasts.
Yeah. Man, I told them I wanted to do it.
The same room.
Man, that would be the bomb, man.
I would love to do that.
I can make some pancakes.
You know there's going to be a restaurant that spins out of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You get the show. What are we going to call it?
As long as my name is first, I'm
Of course.
T and Jackie.
Yeah.
T and Jackie.
Yeah.
It's going to be
TJ Hooker.
Oh, God. I think that name's taken.
We'll change
check
that.
With William Shatner on that one.
But it's been a pleasure working with Jackie now. It's been some years.
Gosh, we've
now.
Been, yeah. I mean, longer than 10 years, I think.
Really? I know we started. I wanted to ask you a question.
Yes.
How did the book come up? I know I always wanted to do one.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you said something like, we should do a book or.
No.
How did it go? I told you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Over and over. And I kept saying, because I interviewed you, remember?
Okay,
for,
that was it.
Detroit.
Oh, yeah, for the.
Whatever online magazine is. Which I think is still out there, but I can't remember.
That was real nice, too.
Yeah. So that's when I met you. So right. I interviewed you.
That was at United Sound Studio.
Yes, that's where we did the interview.
Right.
And then after that, you kept saying, you know, I want you to do my book. I want you to do my book. And I was like, oh, no. I had two kids' books, but I've never done a book like this.
Right.
I kept saying, no. And then you interviewed Denise and I, remember my co-host from the Nooner Show, on your podcast.
Okay.
And I was super sick that day in way before COVID days.
Right.
And you said, okay, I'm going to ask you now on the radio, will you do my book? And I said, yes. And then I was like, oh, why did I do that?
And we would meet.
Proposal. I know, right? I was like,
and we would meet. We would meet like was it once a week, maybe,
Mm-hmm. It was like therapy, really.
Yeah, and spend 3 hours or so.
Yeah.
And would you record these sessions?
Oh, my gosh, Yeah.
She had a little
recorder. I had to record them.
You know.
Yeah.
And then she would say the date, and here we go. And before I knew it was a book.
How, like, what was the course of time for that? Like, how long did that
Because we both had so many other things going on.
Yeah.
It took about 5 years to really,
But you put some time into it, though.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, what really helped me just, like, buckle down and get rid of all the other distractions was during COVID is when I wrapped it up.
Because
it was like there was nothing else going on.
Yeah.
So I was really able to just finish it, you know? But for a couple years, we just met and recorded every conversation. And the other thing is, too, like, as we got going, when I first started the book, we had an idea of how we were going to do this. Because, you know, his whole story is just so cool.
Yeah, of course.
But the more I listened to it, like, I actually had the first probably maybe like 3/4 of it done. But then the more we got into it, it was like, no, we're going to do a whole, I'm changing this
you
whole.
Switched it up.
Yeah, I switched the whole, not, I took his story, but changed the angle of the story. Because when we started, it was really just going to be about his career and how he got to where he's at and all his experiences. Yeah. But as I really started listening to the story and listening to the things he wasn't saying and just picking up on stuff, I thought, this isn't really just for musicians. This is a relatable story for everybody.
Absolutely.
This is about, you know, helping other people and never really getting the credit that you deserve.
Yeah.
And it's how people take off and they go do their thing and they forget where they started and who helped them get their start. That's a relatable story.
Yeah, absolutely. You put shoes on people and they walk away.
Exactly. Right. So that's when it was like, no, this is like, and he came up with the title Behind the Wall, which was perfect.
It always felt behind the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because for me, I just love to help, so I don't have to be seen or whatever.
Absolutely, I get that.
And but that's where you pick up the relationship with me and Snoop is because they know I was behind the wall. And I mean, got pushed over the wall into stardom.
Right.
Yeah.
But now, that, you know, I'm going to tell you a little secret, too. I used to say, man, I wonder why I couldn't. How come I didn't? Or why not me? And then when I see all of the treacherous things that's going on in the music, I'm just glad I didn't have to be a part of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't feel bad anymore at all.
Yeah.
And I mean, I've done better than a lot of people, but, you know, there's always more that you could do, you know? Yeah. And then, but those people are under so much, you know, criticism and it's
scrutiny.
So many different things going on. And, you know, and it just makes you say, wow.
Yeah,
I got out of it at a good time because, I mean, Suge Knight was a kind of a bully type of guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And we went from cool to not cool. And I think it was just because I just had too many connects.
Right.
Yeah.
What I should have did was gotten in there and told him, hey, yeah, look, guys, I got gold records already. I've been a top 10 writer. I've been on ASCAP 20 years. So, you know, I should have just spilled it instead of going in real humble.
Yeah.
Because I wanted the job.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I wasn't going in talking all of that braggadocious stuff.
Yeah.
I was talking about, I need a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think if I would have laid it out a little better, then it would have been easier to see me bringing people. You know, when Suge seen that, I mean, it just got a little complicated for him because it's like, wow. And then people that I didn't know about was asking him, hey, can we get that bass player on our record? And he's, people with death row, stay with death row.
Yeah.
You know, and so I was lucky to get the Robbie Robinson project because he was in the studio and they came over and asked me. Otherwise, if they went through him first, I wouldn't have got it. And, you know, that was some real legendary, that was very legendary for me because that was back in the day when I would play for everybody and 10 minutes later I'm walking out with your check.
Yeah.
The bass line is done, you know.
Yeah.
Ice Cube be like, wait, let's hear it down one time. And then he hear it, no mistakes, give me my check.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
But with Robbie Robinson, man, I played and I was all excited about what I did. He's like, I like that, man, but I think you can dig a little deeper. And I'm like, man. And he kept saying that. And 3 hours later, I'm finished with two songs, you know.
Right.
And I got my hat that went from this way to sideways to backwards. You know, I'm just getting frustrated. I didn't know what, you know, I'm like, what does he want? And then when I hear it, it's different. I couldn't give him no hip-hop bass line.
Right.
And at that point, I was really hip-hop orientated, you know. So he just pulled me out of the hip-hop and back into where my roots came from.
Right, with the dramatics. And
playing, playing, you know, bass lines of that nature. And it turned out really, really good. And I met some people in England that knew that I was on that project.
Yeah.
And it was funny because the guys, you know, you were Warren G and everybody runs to Warren usually, right? All these people came running to me and they like, hey, T, what you got going over there? But, you know, I like doing a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
In Japan, it's the same way. I got friends in Japan. I mean, I've had 4 records released in Japan.
Beautiful.
You know, so I just like spreading this.
Yeah,
this
you're in the mix out with everybody.
Yeah.
But you still have a real strong fan base in England.
Yeah, really. Yeah, we got a record. You know, I got a record label.
You know, on the YouTube channel for the Inner Circle on Air, T Money's episode has like 21,000
wow,
views.
Geez.
You smoked every episode thus far.
Good. Good, good. That's what I want.
Yeah, the people want T Money.
Hey,
yes.
Hey, more
they
tea.
Want money.
Yes.
They want the money, man.
Right, you tear the teapot off.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man. So it's been great. I'm thankful.
Who is your favorite collaboration? Is it Snoop? Is it Warren?
You know.
All of them.
It's all of those.
Yeah, guys. Of course.
Because it's like a circle of, you know, the same type of, you know, Dr. Dre's different.
Yeah.
Because he knows exactly where he's going to put something. But they all say, what do you hear?
Right.
So none of them, T, can you play doop-de-doop-de? Because I don't get along with that.
Right.
Yeah.
Because if you tell me to play that and I play it, if somebody say, man, that song is whack, well, don't put it on me. Say,
right,
you know.
Exactly. I'm just like giving you what
say,
you asked for.
I like when people say, T, let me, you know, play
do
what you
thing.
Hear.
Yeah.
And then when I do it, like, oh, man, that's it, you know. I just found out it's a movie coming out, Netflix. And this young lady interviewed all the hip-hop artists, all the big stars. But when she introduced, when she interviewed Dre, he was in the studio and I'm right beside him playing bass on the song and the thing. So they called me and say, T, man, I saw you in this thing, man. So I can't wait for that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's
I was. It's really awesome when you're not expecting something to come up like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, wow. And then they say, T, you was playing. They told me what song I was playing and everything. Oh, and I was like, wait, I can't wait to see it.
It's a nice bonus.
Was in the Tribeca Film Festival.
Wow.
Over the weekend. So now it's coming out in Netflix.
Oh,
and stuff.
Nice.
So I can't wait.
Fantastic.
That's cool.
Yeah, stuff always going on, man. You know.
Yeah.
Wishing my mother was here to see it.
Yeah.
You know, she's seen a lot, but, you know, it's not going to stop.
What's a different time right now? And I think that, you know, maybe everything kind of plays out like it's supposed to. Like you were behind the wall when it was time for you to be behind the wall.
Right.
And now it's time for you to step out.
Yeah.
I like
just
that.
Peek out a little bit.
Yeah.
Peek back here.
Now, you know, kind of looking at everybody else too. Like I look at a lot of the folks that you're seeing in the news now and what's unfolding. And it's like a lot of things can go south real quickly.
Yeah, right.
You operate from a place of gratitude.
Right.
And you know where you've been and you know where you want to go.
Honesty.
Right.
And then so that's the other thing that you see with Snoop when you see me and him together.
Right.
It's because it was never, ever an incident, you know?
Right.
And I mean, from day one, because I remember he came one day and said, oh, T-Man, we really cool now, man. And I said, what happened? He said, well, you know my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, yeah, I know your dad? He said, yeah. I said, what? He said, he was your mailman. I said, oh, Vernell?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
He said, yeah, that's my dad. I was like, oh, my God. He said, yeah. He said, you real cool. Because his dad, man, every time he used to bring the mail, I'd be like, is there another check in there for me? He'd be like, look like it, T. He always had me my ass cap checks, you know.
That's so, in the book.
Yeah, no, is it? Dang. The sad thing is, Gail was reading the book to me, right?
And then it was his bedtime story.
Yeah, I think she quit. Because there's still stuff in here I haven't heard because somebody else mentioned it. And I was like, oh, that's in there too?
That should be a spinoff of the podcast, Bedtime Stories.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Dr. Gail.
Right.
Yes. That's amazing. Hey, were you looking into potentially doing the book on Audible or an audio version?
Yeah, definitely. You know, and my engineer, every time I'm in the studio, say, T, we got to get on that book, man.
Yeah.
And so I said I wanted to do it.
Do you think that you will be the audio or will you have someone read it?
I want to be the audio, but I wanted to have parts where it's different things going on.
I like that. Yeah. I like that. It should be you. You have a great voice.
Yes, you know, if I do it, you know, I'm basic, but then I'm bringing in, you know, like, it'd be nice to have Jackie. It'd be nice to have other people, you know, voices involved.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I got the studio, and the guy's ready, man. It's something I've been putting off. But I guess it'll be a nice fall project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And I mean, you know, so we'll have the new book done.
That brings in a whole new audience because while I like to read a book, and this is a great book, so usually if there's a book that I'm into, I buy a copy for myself, then I buy a copy for friends to give away, you know, to recommend. But I also buy it on Audible because I like to, if there's a good book to listen over and over to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My husband John doesn't like to normally just read books. He reads his types of wine making and beer making and stuff.
Yeah.
But he read it on the trip to Italy on the plane.
Oh.
There and back, and he said it was an easy read.
Yeah, that's
I love an easy read.
That's what everybody is saying. That's how Jackie's got it's a guy that I know that read it, and he turned it on to his real rich friend that been wanting to do a book. So they asked me about it, man, can we meet Jackie to do a book? And I told her about it, but they said the book was so easy to read.
Yeah.
And that's what this guy had wanted, an easy to read book, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I've heard that on everybody. And I was like, well, it ain't easy for me to read.
And I think it's such a relatable story. That's why we got really good feedback.
That's why I like a page, like an easy read like that, is where I would set up. I was just talking about this with Jackie yesterday, actually, how when I would pick up a book, it would be, I would just assign myself 2 pages a day.
Yeah.
Like just read 2 pages a day. And then it led to like one thing led to another. Then you're reading 30. And especially if you get to a page turner like this where you're connected to the story and it resonates, you're like, you want to finish the book.
You want to finish it up. Yeah.
You want to know.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for, you know, like, it's just a lot of good things going on, and I'm really thankful for it. Yeah. But I understand too, it's the people you have in your life around you.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So having Jackie and, you know, having Gail and even the stuff and the collaborations I do with John Paul.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just better. I remember he's been on my show a few times. He's like, we doing John Paul again? I'm like, just shut up.
Yes. Why do we have to?
I'm like, yes, we're doing it again.
I was part of that group, John Paul, that said that. Right. Do we really have to have him again?
He's got new stuff all the time. I'm like, you know, it's not like he'll come on and do the same stuff again.
I was telling John Paul, we got to have a 3-man session for the podcast because you guys are always welcome at the Inner Circle. You have your own chair. You've got the throne, the Team Money throne.
Oh, you guys should too.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
A music. Yeah, especially because these two have worked together, and the Form Fitting song is doing quite well, isn't it?
The Form Fitting, man, is a great song. He took a song that I had did the music on like 30 years ago.
Wow.
And he jumped on and took it in a whole different direction.
Love it. He's got his own unique style.
Yeah,
he's so talented and he's so passionate. We just recorded an episode before you and Jackie got here.
Yeah.
And that guy friggin' loves to sing.
Yeah, man, he's a great singer.
Air ours before his? No.
Who drops first?
I'm just kidding, John Paul.
Fix on her kids, man.
Wait, come on, T. I'm your momager. Don't forget.
Yeah, look, my kids treat me horrible. Well, my oldest daughter loves me to death, but my the two siblings that live in California, I think they just wait. You know, is he going to die anytime soon?
We're not going to, T.
They want to liquidate everything.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Gold records.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Chaos 4.
Organized Chaos 4.
Organized
and
Chaos
5.
4 and 5. Okay, so let's
dropping
talk about
it
that.
Beautiful. We had Organized Chaos Hour 3. It did good. John Paul featured on there.
Awesome.
Organized Chaos 4 and 5, what I decided to do was just take songs that were already mixed but out of the vault to just digitally remaster. No special go in and fix this. The dates, you know, rappers like to say dates. So you'll hear some things that say 1995.
Yeah.
You know. And I know people are like that. I think people are like, even if it's a mistake, you know, it gives people a chance to, wow, he made a mistake right there, you know, because we usually take the time out to clean everything off.
Yeah.
So when you hear it, it's all clean. But for the fact that just pulling songs out of the vault, they're great songs, and I just don't want to go through cleaning them up and doing all of this. So we're just digitally remastering them. They sound big. They sound bigger than ever. And I'm going to tell you, cutting the way I was cutting back in the day, everything was on reel to reel. So the music is so stronger and not abrasive. What I didn't like about digital is abrasive, really. You don't know it. We're used to hearing this stuff now. But when you hear something that's on a reel to reel as opposed to on the CD, then you say, wow, that's really smooth.
Crisp.
Here. You know, it's just a smoother transition than the loudness that a CD has.
Yeah.
So the 4 and 5 is just a lot of different people. 5 is called Ladies Night, and it's just all the different ladies that I recorded. Not all of them, but 15 different songs of just ladies. And then the hour 4 is just a bunch of great 90s rap.
Amazing.
And I want people to, you know, they could bite it, take pieces off of it, you know, use it and turn it into something else, because that just gets us paid.
Yeah, everything comes back around, and now's the time. Yeah.
So I just have to, you know, we make sure that we make sure everything is where, if you do use it, we'll know immediately.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we put those codes on the records.
Right.
They got the codes that way if somebody does take it, it lets you know they're using it. But I want them to have, you know, because for a long time, I'm just sitting with reel to reels and all this stuff just sitting in the basement.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's next? You know, I'm even asking myself, what do I do next?
Release.
But what you do is start getting rid of it, putting it out there.
Absolutely.
Putting it out there. I'm not looking for, I don't care about how you feel about them. One way or another, I just know how I feel about getting the excess out of the house.
Absolutely.
And into your ears. And a lot of people are going to love this stuff. There's some great songs.
Yeah.
Real
we got to get you a YouTube channel.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Hey, you know, I like what happens with me is if people set things up, I fall right in place.
Absolutely.
But if it's on me to do it,
yep. I'm learning. I'm gonna steer you in the right direction.
Yeah, because it'd be like, it. Man, yes. Tony, I've been asking you to do that for 2 years.
Tony Tube.
You know? Tony Tube. I like it. Can we record a cooking show in here?
Yeah, absolutely.
That would be kind of crazy.
Actually, we can at do it at the studio house.
The other studio.
Yeah.
We've got you want to do that?
Yeah, let's
and
do
we'll
it.
And have Gail try the food?
Yeah, she's a good food tester.
John Paul will try it, too. He'd love that. That taste would be testers. Fun. Let's do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that'd be nice. That'd be really
let's
good. I'll see Snoop. We're taking after you.
And yeah. Martha. Oh, he'd love it.
I've got a residential okay studio just 5 minutes from here with the kitchen and everything.
Yeah, yes. No shit, man. We got to do it. We
Mike, you'd
do
have
it.
To be a taste tester.
Absolutely.
Too.
Mike, yes. Yes.
No, Mike will be like, oh, there's too much fat on
I'm a foodie. No way. Bring the more. I eat fat.
I see those pictures you post.
I make buffalo wings. I got a good buffalo wing recipe.
Oh, there you
there
go.
It is right there. Sauces right. are big right now. Yeah. We need a T-Money sauce.
There you go. Yes. Hey, you know, Warren's got a nice sauce.
That's a great idea. Yeah, he does. Yeah. He's cooking.
He got salt and he got everything.
Yeah. Blazing T's buffalo griffin. Sauce.
Damn, Blazing T's. I like that. Damn, we got. Hey, you got to keep him on the...
I know. On our team here.
Yeah, yes. Get him on the team.
You've just been initiated.
Well, welcome to the inner circle.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I think we're initiated in his team.
Hey, but John Paul's got a chair over there with his name on it.
That's
what's up
right.
with that?
Oh, trust me. You've got one, too.
Oh, I do. I was going to say, man, John Paul. Yeah, where's Jackie?
Jackie's got one, too.
Okay.
Yes.
Gail, we'll get you.
We'll have them displayed for the cooking show.
Oh, yes. There you go.
There you go, yeah.
Let's do it, T.
Yeah. Playing with
Come on,
fire.
Seriously.
I'm serious, too. I want to do it.
Mike.
I'm on a roll today.
You are.
You're going to write some
okay,
of this stuff
Mike
down,
Mike is
man.
Our producer for yeah, our cooking
he
show.
Is,
yes. Mike, seriously.
I'm in.
That was it, man. That was hot. There you go.
Where's the captain?
You heard it first.
As soon as we wrap, I'm going to be producing.
You heard it first on this show.
Let's do it.
Blaze and Tease.
So what is actually the name of this show?
The Inner Circle On Air.
Oh, it is the
yes.
Inner Circle On
well,
Air.
Well, it's also, it doubles with the studio. The studio itself is called the Inner Circle Studio.
Okay.
And then the podcast proper is the Inner Circle On Air.
I know it's a really nice place you got here.
Yeah, so isn't it cool?
What is the name? I appreciate so cool. that. You are always welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate
that. Well, you might be doing this podcast show.
I was
going to
say, T, you
Dr.
have a
Gail.
Podcast. What is the name of your podcast?
Well, we used to have a podcast. I haven't done the podcast in a while, but I have the live stream show. And it's called Hyped Up Live Sessions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to be like Snoop. Snoop wears all his own. I need to get a lot more stuff with picture.
We got
to
get that.
I was looking at Snoop. He wears his stuff.
Yeah.
And you can't help but to ask, you know, where can I get something like that?
Absolutely, yeah. We'll have to resuscitate the podcast.
Yeah.
Launch it right out of here.
That'd be good. You know.
Gail, you good?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It was called Bass in Your Face.
Yeah.
Bass in her face. I like that.
That was out of the podcast.
And it
that
was T-Money, Dr. Gail, and Jen, right?
And Jen, yeah. Yep. Jen was on that show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Snoop's got a Skechers.
Collaboration. Okay.
Yeah. And so I had on Skechers, and he had on Skechers. I said, man, I always wear my Skechers, man. I like that. He told me, what size shoe you wear? I said, 12. He said, I'm sending you boxes of Skechers.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I was like, wow, that's going to be crazy when they come.
Yeah.
But those
you
are
have
my
to get
favorite.
You a spinoff endorsement with Skechers.
Yeah,
yes.
It was my favorite shoes, for real, man.
313.
Yes.
Skechers.
There you go.
T in the 313.
Yeah, hey, you guys are on a roll, man. We got to come up with all this.
T, you're going to be busy.
I know. I liked it. I'd rather be busy.
I should say busier.
Otherwise, I'll stay in the house and be, I'm a very homebody type of guy. And I look at it sometime, and I remind myself of my mother, man. Like, I'm sitting here just, you know, like, what am I doing today? Okay, nothing sounds great.
Yeah.
and then somebody will call T, I want to go to the studio at the thing. You ready? I'll be like, yeah, well, come get me.
Right.
You know,
you're
I
an introverted extrovert. That's how I describe myself. I'm cool with staying home, but yeah, let's go do some stuff, too.
Yeah, I'm good with that. But yeah, I'll stay home otherwise.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I get it, man.
Safer at home.
Yeah. We got the sky's the limit here at the studio. Like I said, I love collaboration. And
this is perfect, and we got to do it, Jack.
Now, let's do the cooking show.
Yeah, me and
I mean, let's
I'm
just
into
do
that
like
cooking
the,
show.
We got to do a thousand, things.
You got to have, you have to have a line of sauces though, because based in your face, that sounds like a good sauce too.
Yeah,
it'll be different levels of heat.
Yes,
that's a great idea. I like that sauce.
Yes.
Man, we need you to handle this right now.
Yeah. I'm in. I'm on it.
You're all the right, one. Hannah. It just keeps going around the room here, Jean Paul.
The team's getting bigger.
And Jean Paul's going under the table. He's like, I've got enough on my plate.
So, that's good. This is a really nice spot.
Yeah, I'm so glad you're out here too. Like, thank you for being so hospitable, coming out and sharing your story.
Nice ride. I used to do all the driving. Now Gail's doing all the driving, and I get to close my eyes.
Yeah,
I see how easy it is. You know, I used to always say, "Gail, wake up! How you just go to sleep that quick when you drive, right?" But right. Now I'm riding. It's nice. Tony,
it's therapeutic.
Here. Yeah, Tony, we're here.
I'm yes.
Like, okay. Good.
Yep.
Yeah.
Man, did you guys get you said you got a banner set up for the shed for the booth at Eastern Market.
Fair. Yeah, right.
The book fair.
It's actually really cool. It's got a couple pictures of Tony and Snoop.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I love it. You gotta get a step and repeat too, because people are gonna want pictures.
Yeah.
You want a red carpet? I've got one right over there. Yeah, you roll that out.
At the works, man.
Yeah. We'll set you up.
You must have knew we were coming.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Set it up at the Eastern Market too.
Man, yes. You know, that whole little thing from the first, when the guy first invited me,
yeah,
I had no idea that was going on in the world. And man, it was just, like I said, an easy 10,000 people showing up.
Yeah.
Yeah, people love the Eastern Market. Wow. There's all man, kinds it of was stuff.
Shout out to his name's
Ryan. Yeah, Ryan. Wow. Shout out from the Book Fest.
Yeah.
They,
I think, organizes the whole thing, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
It's amazing.
I'm sure it's huge.
Yeah. And he did a long interview on me not long ago. A long write-up, should I say.
Yeah.
From an interview we did early on. But, I mean, he made it long as I don't know what. But he's, like, trying to get the people from the book fair to know who you are.
Yeah.
And they also had me send some pictures because it's a guy that's, his job is strictly to blow up everybody that's, you know, invited on the book fest. So I can't wait to see that too. I mean, I do like showing up all over the place.
Yeah, man. You get down to the Russell too.
Russell Complex.
That's
where Hyped is.
Yeah, that's where Hyped Up Live is. Yeah.
And whereas it started with just a plain room and my best friend, Shadow that's runs the lights on our show, but he built the room.
That's awesome.
And I remember I was in there.
It's unbelievable. Like, Mike, you need to go see it because.
Oh, I'm excited. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so cool what you did with it.
And Tommy runs the lights. Mm-hmm. Now that when Shadow's off, Tommy runs the lights. But when Shadow's around, which he's basically always around, but he's working hard in the summer, Tommy does the part of the sound. Like the sound that's going in.
Yeah.
Like people compliment us on how good the sounds is. Cause you know, everybody does a little live stream like that, but how does it sound?
Yeah.
You know, a lot of it sounds like you're in the base. Hey, okay, today we are, you know.
There's a lot of work that goes into that.
It is. Yeah.
We've had our technical issues here trying to just figure out different mics and how sound picks up. And,
Shadow's also an amazing rapper, too.
Yeah, he is.
You guys have collaborated.
Well, he's welcome here.
He's on my.
Anybody named Shadow is always welcome. Yeah.
Shadow was with this group back in the day, Buddha Full of Rhymes. And they were like a big weed group.
Okay.
And I mean huge, because they would do a lot of the weed festivals.
Yeah.
You know?
Hash Bash.
Yeah. And then we went to Rainbow Farm. They were out there. That's when those guys got FBI killed, these two guys that ran it. And I mean, they were just normal, innocent type of guys.
Yeah.
But they ran this Rainbow Farm that had a lot to do with weed and stuff like that before it was legal. So.
Yeah.
It's funny how a lot of blood had to shed for something to be legal like that, you know? So we just did Rainbow Farm last summer, and I got a chance to see what it's like. And it's just like, it reminds me of, Jim Jones built his complex in Guyana.
But
it's just like you go deep in the woods, and then all of a sudden it's like, a stage,
right?
Then, you know, then they got other
there was
pieces.
No cool.
They got other things that you sit on.
Just some weed.
It looked really crazy, man. Yeah, that's what I said when I was like, "Is this Guyana?" You know, so
you need your own CBD line too.
Yeah, well, you know, I had a friend that was doing cigarette papers, and it was T T-Money Greens with an S.
Oh, I like that.
And then
yeah.
it was extra wide papers. The papers was double wide.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm partners now with the guy that owns the dispensary out in Ann Arbor.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a sponsor. He's starting to sponsor me on Hyped Up.
On Hyped Up?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, so I'm going to run some stuff by him. We just did a bunch of, we were doing some Say Yes, you know, Stick with Joe Biden. We was doing some of those kind of, you know, things. And then it was sad when I saw Joe Biden on the, doing the interview the other day. I was like, on the, what do they call it? Debate.
Okay, gotcha. I don't tune in.
I was like, no. It killed me. I wish I
was at the casino on Snoop Dogg's casino machine.
Snoop Dogg's slot, yeah.
I lost $35, just for the record. Wow. 35 for Snoop.
But you won the last time you was there. Did you play the last
No, one? I never win on that.
No?
No, I win on scratch-offs.
Okay,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gail
I don't ever win.
I mean, $10.
Offs.
Don't get excited.
Right. Right.
Yeah, I did win $400 not that long ago, and then I went and bought a whole bunch of just put
well,
it right back
you
into
do.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and lost it. So it's okay.
Really,
put it back into the system.
Yeah,
well, that's what you
system.
Do. Lottery. I've played the lottery for a long time. My mother used to gamble a lot,
yeah.
so she taught us how to gamble.
Yeah,
we'd go to the racetrack with her. 8 years old, you sitting at the racetrack, you don't know what's going on.
Right. Doing the numbers.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to
be,
teach John Paul.
She'd be like, which horse you like? And I'm like, I like that gray one. She puts money on it, the gray win.
Right.
Did I get anything? No, you didn't get nothing. You got to come here and eat a hot dog.
Right. You know? That's live entertainment right there.
Yeah, right. But it was just, man, it's nice. And I hate that they got rid of all the racetracks in Michigan.
Okay, yeah. I didn't even know.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Hazel Park is gone. DRC is gone. And the one way out in Livonia, forgot
oh,
what
wow.
that was called, that's gone.
So they don't
Northville,
do
yeah.
any of that? And,
no. You know why? I think the
I
casinos beat it out.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You
oh,
know.
Wow.
But see, in Canada, we used to go to Canada racetrack, and they had the casino with it.
They
Windsor
do?
Racetrack had the casino, but then it's gone. So,
oh, really?
There's something about the horses here. You know, what I liked is that even at, like, DRC or any of the other ones, you were, if you wanted to bet a track in New York, you could actually watch the track, you know, and bet on
oh,
it. And,
right.
You know,
oh, wow.
And then they pay you, you know. So it's just gone, man. It's just the fun is gone. I'm glad my mother's not here for that.
Right.
And she'd be miserable
yeah.
right now not having anything like that. To,
it's not gone
know.
Away completely just here in Michigan,
just,
right?
Yeah, but she's had to take a
trip. Yeah, because Kentucky, right?
Yeah, you're right. Because Kentucky Derby, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, probably one in Chicago, Illinois. Well,
oh,
not in Chicago,
okay.
but in Illinois, you know. But you'd have to drive far
right.
to do it, so.
Yeah.
That takes the fun out of it. But the casino, you lost 35, huh?
Just for Snoop, though.
Yeah.
For those Skechers.
That was
buying you your Skechers. Yeah.
Is Martha part of the
no,
of the slot machine
no,
too? It's
no,
just Snoop.
Just Snoop. Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's our other branding step for you guys too, is you need your own infused wine.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, her husband makes the wine.
We have a source there. We have to talk to John.
Yeah. We got to snap
Mike,
out.
You tried his wine?
No, I have not. You have a distillery at your house, right?
John,
your husband does anyway.
Yeah.
He makes his. Makes it. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he makes
That's
a
amazing.
Lot of wine.
Is it's there good. A stomping of the grapes?
Oh yeah, like John Paul does it.
No, beautiful.
No, no.
Let me see those feet.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to stop drinking.
You
that
don't
wine.
Want to see his feet.
It's good
I
wine
need to,
though.
Yeah,
she loves it. I need to bring you a bottle. Do you drink?
Not much.
Okay.
You know, and I'm not really
sure.
a wine person.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But I do have friends that are in the wine biz, and every now and then.
Oh, they are.
Yeah, and so. I have a friend that does.
Like they make it? Or
well, I have a affiliation with Wines for Humanity. A friend of mine does that.
Oh, cool.
Where folks have wine parties, and they, if you buy a case, it goes to my, like a percentage goes to my nonprofit.
That's oh,
one of
really?
Those
that's cool.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, so I'll, you know, have a sip or two like at
yeah.
an event like that.
I gotcha.
But I'm, you know, if no, I'm really. Having a cocktail, it's usually. Not wine.
Okay. What is your choice?
If I were drinking, it would probably be I'd be on the vodka end of things.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Yeah. And just vodka on its own.
Yeah.
Or with a little bit of water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, T loves still, the wine.
Yeah, the wine is
yeah.
great.
Yeah.
And my other drink, of course, is gin and juice.
Well, of course, I mean, geez. Yeah. Who's this?
I mean, we was drinking that
during
all that time.
Wait a minute. Let's seriously, Mike, here you go again.
Yeah.
We got to turn this show off so we can start brainstorming here. We got work
trademark everything.
Brainstorming on Mike.
No, T, wine, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Behind the wall.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good. Everything is good.
Behind the wine.
We got to.
Behind the wine.
Damn, man.
We'll put the picture
Mike,
of the
you're just
book.
Rolling, man.
Mike's getting.
When were you, when we needed
this is the, he's the new Kris Jenner of our group here. She gets 20%, I think, of everything. Mike, we're going to have to negotiate that,
yeah,
though.
Gee, exactly. Yeah.
Hilarious.
Yeah, 20%.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
We can't give that up.
Yeah. That's a. You know, is it a lot?
Yes. T?
If you, yeah, because if it's $1 million, 20% is good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So when you guys went to go see Snoop just recently, that was in Ohio, wasn't
no.
it?
No, Ontario.
Ontario. I was going to say Ontario.
Yeah. Too. London. Canada. London,
yeah.
Ontario.
Yeah, it was cool.
A couple hours mm-hmm. away.
Yep.
Hey, going the way we went through the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
But coming back.
Yeah.
The road we were on was about 20 minutes, and there's the bridge, the Blue
Huron.
Water Bridge.
Yeah, the Blue Water Bridge, yep.
I didn't know nothing about the Blue Water
Bridge. I used to go over to the casino over the Blue Water Bridge. It's called the Blue Chip Casino.
Really?
Right? Isn't it over in Sarnia?
Yeah, we went through Sarnia.
Yeah.
So hold
That's
on.
Where I won my 10 grand on the progressive slot.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
So look, the bridge from Detroit to Canada, that's a big, long, tall bridge. This was a little bridge, man, and all it did, it went over a few houses.
Right.
You know, no water. I'm looking for the ocean.
Right,
know?
Yeah.
It's just in the neighborhood, you know. You're like, you're in Canada, now you're in these, you know,
right.
in Michigan.
You basically just take a wave runner over that.
Yeah. It was funny, though, going through customs, because we haven't done it in so long.
Yeah,
and we were like, well, what do we do? Where do we tell them we're going?
We lie,
there's
what?
Three of us.
Yeah.
It's like, we just tell them we're going to a concert.
We're just going to see Snoop.
What concert? Yeah. No,
you're definitely
we said,
getting searched.
Oh, no, not at all. Actually, when we said on the way back, well, who did you go see? Because it was like 2 a.m.
Right.
Snoop. It was like, oh, okay. Like, you're
come on down.
Yeah, right.
You would see Snoop. Cool. Come on. You know. Those were easy customs.
Yeah.
Because I looked, I said, oh, man, they're going to see me with these. Jackie and her daughter.
And I was saying the same thing. I was saying, oh, God, poor T. We're going to get busted for hijacking T.
I'm like, oh, no, they're going to look at me. You kidnapped these girls for real, didn't you, sir?
See, now, and Liv and I thought we were the gangsters.
Yeah. I would have been the one that they called gangsters.
You were the hostage.
But, man, it was really, that was a whole really nice trip. And the fact that we got 35 to 40 minutes with Snoop.
Yeah.
Before.
Well, I
just
love those pictures.
You guys were so cool.
All just so united in those pictures.
Cool.
I love it.
If you would have went outside the door and seen that picture, it was a big line of people that paid the meeting.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
We had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know.
We knew there was going to be a meet and greet, but we thought they already did that by the time we got there. Because
right.
he wasn't rushing us at all.
Right. No.
We were just taking our time, and finally his assistant's like...
Get
these guys out of here.
Right. Yeah.
So we opened the door and there's this line of people.
And I think people had to pay an extra $100 to meet him or something.
Oh, I think it was more than that.
Really?
Yeah, the meet and greets are real expensive.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, they're all doing those now, the artists.
Yeah.
But it's good because people want to meet their...
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, it's more, huh? Yeah. You think that costs more?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it was a lot more.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I ain't never met an artist. I wanted to meet that.
He's not coming to Pine Knob this year, is he?
No.
He's not coming to Detroit.
He's at the Olympics.
No, he's
right
now. Yeah, he's dealing with the Olympics.
Oh, cool.
And then, but I know he'll be here soon.
Yeah.
And if soon, you know, soon could be even a year. But,
right.
Yeah.
You know, at least he'll come into Detroit. And by then, we would have been to California and
hopefully,
did our meeting.
Yeah, we're going to be going
right.
to meet with
we'll
him
yeah,
in California.
Go that's going to be nice.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to save the guy's music with my bass again, because I listened to something Warren was doing, and I'm like, I wrote on the Instagram, you need real bass, Warren.
Yeah, right.
Where's the bass, Warren? So he was like, yeah, I wanted you to come out. And then you remember, Jackie, he called and fussed at me
yeah.
while we was back there with Snoop.
Yep.
Come out. Man, you cold. You a cold brother. I was like,
is that Warren?
Yeah. I say, what'd I do, man? He's like, man, I would have came and seen you. I didn't even know you was there. I'm like, well, damn, you came to the side of the stage.
Right.
Where I was at, you know. But, yeah, he was a little upset because he usually see me too, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like I said, it's real good.
You go way back with people. I like when people.
Now I get to charge an arm and a leg.
Though, yeah.
You know what I mean? So when I do, it's going to cost more than a pretty
penny. There's value. There's real value to that, you know.
There's a real genuine loyalty between all of them that you just, you don't think exist. And when you read about it with other celebrities, it doesn't sound like it exists.
Right.
Yeah. And especially in entertainment, but it's special. What they have, it really is.
Yeah, and it's because we used to run, you know, we was really working hard to make shit happen, and before you know it, everything's a hit.
Yeah.
You know, everything is platinum. And the guys used to be, I don't want to be the one to go gold, man. And I'm like, gold is good. Are you crazy? Nah, man. They'll laugh at me if I'm just gold. And I'm really? And then they go platinum.
Yeah.
You know? I'm like, well, you didn't have to worry about being laughed at.
Yeah, no. Put it out there in the universe.
Right. Yeah. So those guys are something else with that. I couldn't believe it. They was dissing gold.
Yeah.
You know? I come from where gold is like, we had to go all down south, around the bend, all the Bible, through the Bible burn, all up and through New York, all down up and then Ohio, and then you get back home to Detroit, and the records go.
Right.
You've been on the road like a month playing all in the, I mean, we played some barns and it was nightclub. You know, I'm like, this is the place we're going to play at tonight. You walk in there and it's all set up just like a concert, but it's a barn.
Yeah.
You know? I was like, you know, that's a Chitlin' circuit. Yeah. Even though the Dramatics didn't need the Chitlin' circuit.
Right.
But when you wanted to make your record.
Yeah.
You got to go everywhere. And people was buying those records after seeing the concert.
Yeah, part of the promotional tour. Yeah.
And then, it's amazing how much concerts cost now.
Oh, yeah.
I remember what is a ticket right now on a concert?
Oh, gosh. I remember just used crappy to see us seats, for 20 like bucks. $300 for bad seats.
Wow. Yeah, and don't be talking about Taylor Swift.
Right. Oh, jeez.
Is she high on the high end?
Oh, my God. Real high.
Yeah, people will pay anything to go see her.
Wow. They're getting ready to get rid of... Ticketmaster, is it? Oh, no, Live Nation.
Oh, really? That's going away?
Yeah, well, they're mad at it because Live Nation is who's been driving these tickets up.
Got it.
Okay. And I mean, it was a Taylor Swift ticket for $2,500.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but you would think it's $2,500, I'm laying on people are paying it.
Yeah.
You'd think $2,500, I'm on the stage laying next to her.
Right, exactly.
You know, and she's asking me, what should I sing next?
And I'm like, sweat.
I don't know any of your songs. Just pick one.
Yeah, right.
You know. Would you go see Taylor Swift?
I think I would go just to see what that's
all about.
You have to see what things
are
about.
I would, too.
Mm-hmm. Because
she's a marketing
something she's
genius.
Doing is working. I mean, I don't know. Every seat is packed.
Yeah, and I'm either here or there with her. I know that she's a real big deal. I know that.
Yeah.
They even Snoop, when we were there, remember, we thought it was like half full. Like, and I was like,
oh, until he got there.
That's it, man. Snoop couldn't sell this out. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, to the rafters, it was packed.
Yeah.
All the way up, all the way down, it was just packed.
Yeah.
And they were good, man. I had my walker. And our seats required going up the steps, right? And the guy looked at me and he was like, wait, give me those tickets. He took our tickets.
Yep.
And then he gave us these other tickets and said, follow me. And it, I mean, I could have threw something at the guys if I wanted to. I was that close.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, this walker pretty came in handy this time.
I see Eminem's got new music coming out, and there's always something popping up in the social media feeds about him collaborating with different people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got new music coming out, I see.
Yeah.
He did come out with Houdini.
Or it's already out.
Yeah. He's bigger. You know, he sells a lot. I mean, each one of his albums have sold 10 million.
Yeah, he just hit some huge number on a streaming platform.
Yeah, streaming some billions of streams.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I was like, he can't miss.
No, yeah.
I record in one of his studios in Ferndale. They got five of them in a mile radius.
Okay.
And I'm in one. And just the fact that these guys own everything in that area, like they bought up a bunch of houses in that area of Ferndale. And I mean, they got the studios. It must be nice, man. You're hitting like that. Like
that's Eminem's team, yeah.
Yeah. Each album is a diamond, you know. So 10 million copies each album. That's amazing. Yeah, man. So, hey, here we are again with all kind of crazy ideas.
Yeah, we got
a lot to do.
We've got a YouTube channel to create. Yes.
Wow, we got the food channel.
TonyTube.
That'd be good, man. I like all of that.
I do. Yeah, you writing that down, Mike?
Yeah, I got a list.
Okay, good. You got a list. I like it.
It's easy. How about this? You come up with this great stuff, you don't write it down, and the next day you still can't remember it.
I'm a big fan of writing things down on paper, because typically if I write it down and I've got it cooking, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Right. Wow. So you've got hyped up the chaos, or Organized Chaos 4 coming.
Four and five together.
Oh, together.
Yeah, I'm dropping.
When do you think that's going to?
Well, put it like this. We just mastered Ladies Night, the fifth one. The fourth one will be mastered in the next couple of days. It'll be done.
Okay.
And it's something I'm going to just be snatching singles off and throwing them in. Because I wanted to just drop 60 songs on the internet. And they said, Tony, don't do it like that. Because nobody off the internet grabs the albums, really.
Right. They want singles.
Yeah, they want singles. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm going to throw an album out there, but I'll make sure to keep throwing the singles.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I found a very great graphic artist out of Las Vegas. She's tremendous. So each release, I have its own little artwork with it.
Oh, I love that, because like coming up, like in from our area, our era, it was like the album covers, the cassette, and the artwork.
Right.
Half the fun in getting the album or the cassette, whatever it was opening it up and checking out the artwork.
Yeah, so we'll put some artwork with each single.
Yeah, and they have a line of shirts.
And I'm looking for it. We're doing the shirts. Yeah. So the good thing, like I said, we're keeping it moving. And the only thing that's probably missing is $1 million.
Yeah.
And I know we can get that really easy, because $1 million is like simple.
You're knocking on the door.
Yeah. Yes. My friend Snoop is worth $160 million, so he can give up one of his.
You know what's funny, too, is that I know a lot of folks that have launched their own line of greens.
Yeah.
So it's like I drink green juice, you know, vegetables. Yeah. It's a different blend of that. Well, they have these powders, and they're called, like, there's different ones called, I'm thinking, Tea Money Greens.
Right, yeah.
You get a little packet, and write you put that it down in your water bottle, Tea Money Greens. Yeah. Everyone's got a greens line right now.
Yeah, man. I'm greened up.
Yep.
Get them greened up.
The original green.
The green light. Yeah.
The real OG.
Yeah, I'll be like,
the real green.
Hey, it's a lot to play on, and I'm ready to do it too. I want to do as much as we can until we can't do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, so when, where can the audience find the music? Where is it going to go?
Unfortunately, it'll be on the Spotify and all of those things.
All the digital.
Yeah, all the digital platforms.
And I didn't like it at first, but I kind of like it when I see.
It's a big reach.
Form-fitting by itself, and then, you know, you see the cover. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, when I put in form-fitting, so then all the other ones that come up, you know, they've itemized them pretty nice. So,
yeah,
I think the singles is the way to go.
Yeah. Well, you can still, it seems, release the music on the digital platforms and still keep with the artwork. It's just a different time now, because you're scrolling it. You're not like, it's not in your hands.
Right.
It's just different. I like it in my hands. Same. So, you know, that's why I always do. I'll do the audio book, but I buy a hard copy too.
Right. I'm the same.
Same with the music.
And then
you're probably going to do like a release party on Hyped Up for that, right?
Yeah, or we definitely have a release party.
Okay.
That'll be a blast.
None of the artists, it's probably one or two artists in Detroit that's on this coming out. But still, we'll have it. And I mean, because we need to let people know everything we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, get it out. Because we're always doing stuff. It's people say they're doing things, and they just saying it, that we are really doing stuff, and I really like it.
Yeah.
And I'm utilizing my room, the Hyped Up Live Session Room, to do a lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm allowing people to use it more now. I didn't before want people in my room like that.
Right, yeah.
But a couple of videos have been shot there.
Awesome.
And a few other things been going on. They had a couple meetings. Somebody paid to just have a meeting in there. I was like, oh, okay. Because when I got the place, it was just an empty, ugly room. I just got it to have somewhere to smoke weed.
Yeah.
Because this was before it was legal.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And I didn't want to get my head busted all up.
Right.
Over a joint, right? So and that building was weed friendly. As soon as I stepped in, all I smelled was weed everywhere.
Right.
I was like, this is it.
So this is home.
As I sat in there, after maybe a month, my room got really ugly to me, man. I'm like, wow, this is an ugly room. And I called Shadow, and when he came to look at it, he was like, oh, man, this is great. I can do this. Yeah. I can do this. He said, you don't see? You can't visualize that? I was like, nope. You know, I can visualize everything in the music, but not in what he does.
Right.
But he's getting ready to do my house, too.
Is he really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And hold on. So all the furniture we've had over the years, and I say, so what has to leave, Shadow? He was looking around. He said, everything.
He did?
I said, everything? He's like, yeah.
I want him to do my chapel.
He's good. Shadow is good.
Yeah, I know he is.
And he'll work. I mean, he'll just work, you know. Yeah. I said, Shadow, eat something. He'll work and not eat.
Yep.
Caffeinate.
You know, he's just a solid worker. And, you know, he works, he does all the concerts. So he's a stage manager.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. With a rigger. Yeah. Over here, Pine Knob, Freedom Hill, Meadowbrook.
Oh, I love a jack of all trades. So he's got his hand a little bit.
Everything. He's been doing that for 30 years.
Wow.
He's an artist.
Yeah.
Like, not just a rapper, but he's just got a great eye for
you know, how aesthetics should be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he got the room beautiful. Yeah. I mean, and when different people, like I say, it's bands, then he has set it up where, like, band oriented. Yeah. Or if I say there's no bands, I mean, he'd come in and strike all of the instruments, move them out the way, and clear the stage.
We'll have to have him come in here and collaborate for a special edition Hyped Up Live session.
Yeah, man, that'd be good. It'd be nice to have the team in here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Yeah, that'd be nice to have us all in here.
I'll roll out the red carpet. Yes,
yeah, there you go. Because a lot of, like I said, a lot of my guys now are getting bigger things from just being with Hype.
Right. Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, well, look, y'all doing a lot, man. If you want to shut Hype down, I'm good with it. We've done it for 6 years. They're like, no, T, this is the only way we need Hype. I was like, okay. Well, I didn't know because you're doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
But they're still meeting people from the show.
Yeah.
And then, aren't you the guys from Hyped Up, you know?
It's great networking.
It's just really, it's really helping them out as well. So I said, well, hey, I'll keep it going as long as you want to keep it going. I just didn't want nobody to feel obligated.
Right.
You know, 6 years, don't nobody really do stuff that long.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've been doing it for 6 years, man.
Yeah, really good. That's a good
episode
run.
74, good 75 run. Is next. 25 more episodes, that's our 100th show.
Holy
shit. Wow. Geez. Congratulations.
Wow.
That's big.
That quick. Jeez. That seems quick, but it's been a long time, man.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like it has.
So on the cooking show, you're going to have to bake the 100th episode cake.
There you go.
Oh, do I have to bake? I have to get Delilah in on this one. I'm not a baker.
Who's the bakers? John Paul?
John Paul's girlfriend is very good.
Oh, she baked good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll have her pop in.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't do edibles. We'll have you pop in. Oh, you don't do it either. We'll have a special edition. Jen will pop in.
Yes.
Does Jen do it?
Jen will do it in a heartbeat.
We'll have Jen do that. Have Delilah bake the stuff and Jen will add her flavoring.
Her special seasonings.
Yeah, there you go. I love Jen.
That's
awesome.
Is
she really a study on who's coming up?
Yeah. Oh, she does.
I know. Yeah. Like she has her cards. I don't see a bio. I
love it.
I don't see a bio on the group or nothing. I want to, and then I get it to her and she'll know all kind of stuff. Yeah. I've heard a lot of them say, oh, you know about that, huh? And then they explain, you know?
Yeah.
Because she'll say, tell me about, then the guy, I could tell the guy is like, oh, I didn't know nobody knew about that.
She's got the dossier.
She pulls it on out, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm proud of it. You know, I'm happy for all of the people I'm dealing with. I love the fact that I don't deal with a lot of people just to be dealing with people, you know?
Absolutely. I love that.
That's the rough part. So I like the fact
that you like genuine connection.
Yeah.
It's just better for that.
Absolutely.
He's all about loyalty with everybody. Yeah, with everybody.
You know, it's people you can help and it's people you can't help.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
That's it right there.
Once you know that, then you're like, okay, that's the way it is.
Yeah. But The person has to be a willing participant.
Yeah.
Reciprocity. Exactly. Get in it. Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. Givers and takers.
Yep. Right. Yeah. That's what you got, man.
Like well, you have a lot of knowledge to share. I mean, just with this new book coming out, it sounds like a great platform for, you know, highlighting all the knowledge and mentorship that you have.
Right.
You
know? The know-how. Yep. Get it done. Get exactly. it done. And get it done right.
From a pro, you know. Right. You're speaking from experience. You're not just blowing smoke, so to speak.
Yeah. Right.
Well, like I said, Jackie's a godsend. And together we're doing some good stuff. So, man,
Jackie, did you ever check out Mine and T-Money's episode where we're singing your praises?
I did.
Yeah, we just love you.
Why I shared that part.
We're so lucky to have you in our life. Yes, we appreciate
you. I feel the same way.
Yeah. And then
I feel the same.
Because when she told me to, you know, first come out here, you know, and I was like, all right, because Jackie usually steer me in the right direction.
Yeah.
And then it was really nice that day.
Yeah.
So when you said we was coming back. And like I said, when my friend, when Leanne said, so, you know, Mike or some... come here or whatever. And I was like, no, I don't think so. She said, we did an interview. And I was like, oh, that Mike. I didn't know the name. Right. You know? And then, she told me you guys went to school together.
Oh, yeah, way back, like sixth grade. So, and then I've been messaging with her lately. And because we have her brother in common, and I asked her to come on the show because she's out in the Brighton area, and she does different things with spiritual healing.
Yeah, I
told her, I was like, we got to get you into the studio when T-Money comes back to clear our chakras because that's what she does. Right. She the chakra healing.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh, I'd love to watch that.
Right. Yes. Yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, it'd be awesome to get her out here. So she says she's shy. She's a little intimidated about coming on, but Leanne, you're coming on the show.
Yeah, she seems to be
Mike, you said that once too.
I know. Well,
right?
I get it. I was like, listen, if I can get over the hurdle, you can come on too.
Right. That's good. You were shy once, huh?
Oh, I still am. Yes.
I'm shy too. When it comes to, hey, you know what? When it
I want to be your kind of shy.
Hey, but you know, like when it comes to playing, I get nervous before the show.
Yeah.
I know. Still. That's still mind blowing to
still.
Me. Because you
I
would
mean,
think
I get
he
really
wouldn't,
nervous.
And he
but
does.
I think I realize now why I get nervous. It's not me that I'm really worried about, but then you start worrying about your
little
teammates.
Things.
Your teammates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's okay, make sure Gail's do that flute part. Yeah. You know, and then she'll,
Gail,
you know,
make them nervous.
I'll be listening, she'll do it, and I'll be like, oh, my brother remembered to do that so well. And then he'll remember, like, oh, you know.
I can be shy at different times. It's like I've gone on the Bold Leap. I think you've been on the Bold Leap also.
Oh,
Jackie's
he's
podcast.
He's been on the Nooner
of
Show,
course.
Bold Leap.
You know, I think it just depends on chemistry and who you're around that brings out the best in you. Yeah. And I never usually have that with Jackie or you, like since we've been in touch. And that's just, you know, it just depends on, you know, who you're spending your time
with. I think that's true
with
everybody. Yeah. I mean, there's some people you pick up on their vibe and their energy and it's good and you're very comfortable. And there's other, you walk in the room and it's just like, ooh.
Exactly.
Right. It doesn't feel
if the
good.
Energy doesn't match.
It
like,
doesn't match.
My body
yeah.
tends to like reject that. And I'll just kind of clam up and be like, interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's my favorite word. Interesting.
Right. You can tell if somebody, if you're not supposed to be in that
exactly.
situation.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
You'd be like, excuse me for a second.
Vibes don't lie.
Right. No,
they
you got to really, and you know what? You got to go by that.
Yeah. And new experiences too. Like you, like to the title of your book, Behind the Wall, you're used to kind of being behind the scenes while everyone else was in the spotlight.
Right. Yeah.
And it's kind of, for me, getting into podcasting, it's, I've always kind of, you know, that's not my, you know, forte is being on in front of the camera like that. Okay. So it was a new step for me, just kind of getting past that.
Yep.
And then, you know,
you're pretty
just,
good at it though.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate
good.
That. I, you know, I, it's, you know, a work in progress.
There you go.
We all
at
are.
Least you're trying. Yeah. We all are work in progress still. But man, that's really, really good. I was just visualizing our seats at Snoop's concert. For some odd reason, it just came to mind. Man, they put us in the perfect seats.
Oh, that was an excellent, like,
wow.
Yeah.
Like, right there.
Yeah, an excellent shot. Yeah,
and that's why when he came.
They had that bromance going on. Yeah, it was. Snoop, I'm just snapping pictures.
And then the twins. Serenaded.
The twins, it was a couple people, you know, they pay attention, you know.
Right.
But that whole thing, man, you know what? Because it would have been bigger, but it was just too much drama.
Yeah.
And that's how I ended up leaving. But had it not been that, I'd probably still be there.
Right.
And it'd be like a Motown. Death Row would have been more like a Motown because I'd end up bringing in a lot of R&B acts and stuff like that, why they had the rap stuff, you know. But, you know, I saw that dream could happen. But when you start seeing people get beat up and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to believe in that dream. It's not worth it, no.
Yeah.
No,
you had said when we were talking on the episode we recorded previously, you were, you know, things, you were kind of phasing out from that kind of group with Death Row and when things were getting kind of, you know, going in another direction.
Yeah, you got to, you know.
You didn't get, like, looped into all that.
No, because I want to make it, but not that bad that I was going to go with all those terrible things that was going on.
Right, exactly.
It depends on what, do you care about you or you care about the fact that you want some millions of dollars.
Right.
Well, if I don't get the millions of dollars, it's going to be all right with me.
Right.
As long as I still have my life. I still got, you know, I'm able to pick who, what I want to do, who I want to do it with, you know, it just makes a difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, because this is a rough business, and it's getting worse because they want, the record companies want to make all of the money.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and then you got to deal with the streaming, and you don't know if you're getting all of that, like, you know.
Everything's changing.
Yeah, because Snoop said, how can I have 1 billion streams and not have $1 million?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it's just a real, because really a stream is almost like a dollar.
Right.
So if a guy gets 1 billion of those things, you would know he's supposed to at least have $1 million.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, mm-hmm. you know, it's worse. But I'm going to just, I got enough music just to throw out there. I don't really care. I don't care. It can just go. If something blows up really big, then I'm going to be thankful.
Mm-hmm.
But if it don't, then I'm going to just be ready to put out Organized Chaos 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm.
All the way up to 10. I said I'm going to go all the way to 10.
Right.
Because it's still a whole lot of more music left, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but I like to just get it out there. The kids is what, you know, the kids show you how you got to do it, man. You got to keep it, just keep rolling it out.
Oh, yeah, he knows the stuff.
That one at a time.
But you need to make some time in between those albums and get with T and get some, you know.
I got you. Yeah. Well, you know, whatever.
Whenever
you
you're ready, T.
Yeah, it's whenever. Whatever John wants, it's just, he tell me he coming down, then I'm there. But, yeah, so it's just a lot of stuff and a lot of music. So now I'm on this thing called Clubhouse. You heard of Clubhouse?
No, I was going to say
Clubhouse is real popular.
Okay, it's Clubhouse.
And what it is, you pick, like, who you want to be with. Like, it's different. Like, they might have cooking, you know, experts at cooking. So you might look and it's 100 people on there, you know, that meet up. Well, we meet up every Tuesday. And it's probably like 60 of us, but 40 that really show up. Well, anyway, those people have been checking the show out. And so now we just had one girl come from California on the show. And now somebody else is trying to come, and they're coming from Arizona.
Okay.
So I'm liking that. I'm like, you know, because what I do is just stick them on first.
Yeah.
For hyped up.
You know, yeah. And they're flying in. I just stick them on first. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're flying in to be there, man. I'm like, hey, this is really nice. And they really, and the girl just said, man, this was so professional.
People love live music.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Especially around here. I see a lot of live performances. I was just talking to John Paul about that off camera.
Yeah.
And people, that's never going away. People are always going to enjoy live music.
Right.
Right.
And the good quality and the hard work that goes into it.
Yeah. So, hey, we're going to keep bringing it to them, man. I know they're going to really like these two albums that I'm dropping. Because after I listened to some of the songs. I had forgot about them, you know?
You've reinvigorated my my love for music, because I was telling John Paul, too, like, during our interview, I'm not a musician, and I'm not talented in that respect, but I've always been a fan, you know? Like, from the time I was a little kid.
You can tell by your studio.
Yeah, the studio, it's all music themed. I've always been that way.
Set up really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. My first earnings, I purchased a boombox. You know, the boombox back in the day?
Oh,
like,
man,
I was 7, and I had saved up my dough.
Then.
Got that, babe.
Wow, 7 and you had some dough?
I did. I was working. I was on my dad's payroll. We had chores to do.
We used to got our little $5 a week. You couldn't afford nothing but gum and candy.
Right. Well, most of the time. But then I would save up my birthday money, too.
Savings. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Jeez, he's running around money. But yeah, we are. So I'm glad to be back here, and thank you for having us again.
Absolutely. Thank you
and
for coming.
And it's always good to see Jackie.
Yes.
Always good to see you, too. Always.
Yeah. We got some stuff
and
to
Gail.
Do.
Yeah. We're going to actually have an episode where we have Gail on.
I agree.
Show.
Yes. Yeah. She loves it. Off. She loves the mic.
Yes.
Yeah, she does. So, you know, she's the flute player in the band.
Yeah.
I love it.
You know, all the guys was like, oh, he's probably just putting her in the group because it's his girlfriend. And then when she started blowing, he was like, man,
she's got real talent.
Yeah, yeah, right, right. Because yeah, yeah, she wouldn't have gotten the group just being a girlfriend, I tell you that. Yeah.
Right.
She's first lady. That's
I'm not into just pacifying stuff, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because my girl want to be in a group, I'm putting her in a group.
No, right, she's got to have talent.
Yeah,
she can really play. Because at the end of the day, they're going to say, Tony, your band is falling off. You know, they blame me. I mean, so they don't go to them. Like, right. You know, it's always me. That's why I try to get these rehearsals in. And Tommy's been a little more busier than usual. So we've not been able to rehearse as much.
Right.
But luckily, we haven't changed our show in a year. Just adding a couple things to it. And it don't require a lot of rehearsal. Mm-hmm. But, you know.
You guys have all been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. But you still, anything can happen, man.
Yeah, right, of course.
Right. So this show coming up, I'll be nervous because we only getting two rehearsals, right?
Right.
So that's where the nerves come in.
Yeah.
You know, because people sitting out there waiting for you to do a great job.
Well, I saw you at Loving Touch. You're good. You got it going on.
Loving Loving Touch is when I was on those gummies.
Yeah, right. You were telling me about that. Yeah, yes, that was for your book signing, your book launch.
And Chaos 3.
And the Chaos 3 was there, too.
Yes.
That's what it was about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All the artists on the show performed.
Yeah.
That was on the album.
Yeah. Yep.
And, that damn gummy had me stupid. I sat there. Look, I'm standing on stage while they performing. Like, why is he just standing there? I was scared to move, man. Yeah. The girl said, Tony, these are really strong. Make sure you eat one. Before she could say that, I was on the second one.
Oh, right, yeah.
She said, I told you to just eat one.
It's like potato chips.
Next thing I know, it was like a pillow slap, too. And I was like, oh. And then Darren McCarty's like, all right, T, come on, let's go.
And I forgot. McCarty, he was there, yes.
I forgot I use a walker, right? And I'm just following behind him, walking off fast.
Right.
And then I got in the middle of the floor like, oh, shit, where's my walker? So then I just went on up on stage with him.
Right.
That's why I was stuck up there all that time, man. Then when my partner brought the walker, I was scared to sit down because you could actually roll. You know, when you sit on those, they kind of roll a little.
Yeah.
Man, I could have rolled off the stage. Would have been horrible.
Oh, my God.
So I just sat there holding the walker.
Right. Like,
yeah, next time somebody, I ask them, how is these strong?
Right, exactly. What's the potency here?
Yeah. No, that wasn't the right. That's not what's happening next time.
Right,
next
right.
time it's going to be, I'm, no, thank you.
Right, yeah, all right,
I'm
all right,
doing
all right,
a show.
Yeah, that's it. Because I would be like, oh, is this stronger?
Some potency.
You know, this weed shit that came a long way, man. They got all kind of stuff. Huh. But I like the fact that I'm not a drinker. You know, the drinker or a cigarette smoker.
Yeah.
You know, just the things that are really, really bad on you, you know.
Yeah.
I think marijuana could be bad on you, too. I've had a couple little episodes. But
smoke is smoke in your lungs,
so. So,
right.
You know. But, I'm getting it together. And I know how to say no more so than, I used to wouldn't say no. But now I'll say no in a minute.
Well, as we get further along in life, it becomes a little easier to figure out what's good and what's bad, right?
Somebody mentioned something to me. Man, you want to try to do some of this? Oh, mushrooms. I'm like, no. I said, first of all, it's the poison that gets you high in the mushrooms. It's a little bit of poison that gets you high. And then I don't want my mind to trip.
No.
Because it might go and stay there.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. You never know. You might not be coming back.
You need to give me a list of these people.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They're out the circle.
They'll be all bumped off.
Right.
Yeah. You know, Tony, the last person on that list, I ain't going to say it. But, I need to, you know, quitting is easy, too, so.
Yeah.
You know, I've been cutting down my food intake. I got on Ozempic.
Okay.
I've been able to drop.
I've been hearing about that.
Yeah, I've been able to drop about 30 pounds on it.
Amazing.
I've been able to drop. When I went to my doctor, he was all excited that I had dropped some weight, you know.
Yeah.
Just was tired of, not dropping some weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When I was able to get the medicine and try it, it actually worked.
That's awesome.
I look at Cake like, ugh, I don't want you. Whereas normally I'd be like, can you give me two pieces?
So what does that do? Does that suppress your appetite or?
Yeah, it changed your whole.
Speed up your metabolism?
Like But it seemed like, I'm going to tell you, it seemed like it changed your whole mindset.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know anything about it.
I mean, my plates now are small plates.
More
portions. And I actually know I get full off of them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So before I was just eating too, you just eat too much.
I have that same
problem. You know, because it don't take but a little bit and you're good. Like if you was on the airplane and they give you that little food, you cool with it.
Yeah, yeah.
You're like, that was a good meal.
But I'll do it.
Yeah,
I'll do one.
I have gotten two before. Right. You know, you asked for two.
Just pray the guy doesn't show up in the seat next to you.
Can I have his food? You know, but yeah, it's just that it changes your whole mindset. And it probably is eating up. You know, the metabolism.
Okay, kind of like maybe just suppressing the appetite, shrinking up the stomach capacity.
So you probably get used to.
Yeah, and you know, you had to be diabetic to be on it, and I'm diabetic.
So. Oh, that's
the people that had a problem.
Yeah, I don't think you can just take it.
Yeah,
unless you're a celebrity, you could probably get it.
Well, the celebrities was getting them, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at Oprah.
But everybody's actually skinny. a diabetic medicine.
Yeah. Everybody's skinny on it, though.
Yeah.
I looked at Oprah, that's when I was like, I'm going on it.
She looks fantastic.
But she's real little. Yeah. She's real little off of it. And then there's a lot of other actors that is on it.
So are you mapping out a plan? Like do you have a goal weight or are you just seeing where it goes? And
I'm seeing where it goes.
Taper off the meal thing. The meal thing's a toughie for me. Portion control is like, I like 2 and 3 meals, right?
Yeah,
and so like if I meal
but you eat healthy.
I do have a fast metabolism and all that, but I have I'm hungry constantly.
Yeah.
But so I try to eat reasonably, but like if I meal prep, I'll eat all those meals in 2 days. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, I have to do it in real time.
Otherwise,
I'm like, I'm hungry, you know? So yeah.
I like the little plates. I like the little plates now, just with a little bit of food.
Yeah.
And I actually get.
Once you train your brain, it's like, you know what I mean? It becomes easier. It's like, okay, this is a reasonable meal. Right.
Yeah. Because the doctor was like, well, you know, most people gain the weight back after they quit.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, well, I won't, doc. And this is the reason why. Because I believe that people can gain the weight back. But I've learned where I can eat a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't have to have the donuts. Say, back in the day, I would go get a dozen of donuts and eat 9 of them.
Oh, me, the whole dozen.
You know what I mean? And then you say to yourself, damn, I should have ate all these damn donuts.
And then you feel like shit, you know?
Right,
like,
right. That's the thing. You do.
It's that dopamine.
Yeah.
Right at the moment, it feels good.
Yeah.
And after, it's like regret.
And it comes down so hard on you. Mm-hmm. And then I said, man, I ate 9 of them.
Yep.
I remember when the gas station one time, I was like, don't buy no candy. Don't buy no candy. We're not going to buy no candy. And by the time I got my gas and got to the car, I had a Snicker in my hand.
Right.
I was like, damn, when I said don't buy any.
Right.
You know,
it's a reflex.
My hand's not paying attention.
Right.
You know, so yeah, I do like the fact that with this, I'm not craving it like that. No.
That's good.
Yeah.
That one thing leads to another. So like if you don't have a goal weight right off the rip, it's just, you know, the process of kind of understanding the food, training your brain to the food, and then one step to the next.
Yeah, I went in the clothes store, and I told the lady, yeah, I'm looking for some jogging pants, some different colors. I wear a 6X. And then she was like, no, I don't think you wear a 6X. And I'm like, ma'am.
Dress yourself.
The jogging pants, 6X. She's like, I don't see you in a 6X. And I said, I've been wearing a 6X forever. And she was like, well, just try this on for me. Just try it on. It was a 4X. I wear a 4X.
So you're already out. That's amazing.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
I wear a 4X.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and I told her, I said, wow, thanks. I said, because I didn't care. I was just losing it.
Yeah, not
I
pain.
Didn't really care. Yeah,
right.
I just wanted to lose.
Right.
But yeah, now when I put on the regular 6X, they just feel really ballooned.
Yeah.
You know, so I saw pictures of me when I was really kind of small, but even then I thought I was big, you know? So
right.
I got that problems.
We all have an image of ourselves in our head too.
Yeah, everybody that somebody else will have.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right. Yeah. And mirrors lie.
Yeah, mirrors, you know, definitely mean? Lie. Yeah.
Oh, they do?
The
yeah, they do. Oh, okay, good.
The mirrors in your house are not the same at the gym or right. wherever else you go. In the stores, like if you're at, you know, the mall.
Or how about the scale?
I'm telling you, those mirrors are
the scale's about right.
Oh, I'll tell you what, when I used to go to the doctor when I was younger, and you know how you, the first thing you do is you have to get on the scale.
Yeah.
At that time, I used to take like almost stripped down to nothing because right. I was like, I wanted every little, like, don't make that number, including like a hair tie I would yeah, take right, off. Right, now right. I'm just like, I don't give a shit.
I'm the opposite right. of you. I want to have my well, wallet on, nice. My shoes on, because I'm always trying to put weight on. Oh, so I'm yes. on the opposite.
Yeah,
end
I've
of
never had that.
No, yeah. I've been taking it off. Mm-mm. I asked the lady the last time I weighed, I said, did you guys get that on weight? You get it fixed, the scale? And she was like, I said, the last time I was here, it wasn't right. And she said, for real? Yeah. I said, yeah, because it said I weighed something that I couldn't have weighed. So she started laughing. She was like, oh, I thought the scale was broken. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm just joking. But now, Jackie, what did you do to lose weight, though? You just...
Well, you know, it's been a little over 2 years since I've had a drink.
Oh, that's drinking. Oh, so that was weight falls yeah, but off
it
did, like
no, it didn't.
Really?
No, it really didn't. Wow. It's taken some time, and it's still not. I thought that's what was going to happen, but no, it was a little bit harder.
Okay.
Probably because I replaced the wine with chocolate.
Oh, there you go. I was going to ask, did you replace it
oh,
with
yeah.
something?
Because yeah, that yeah. chocolate. Right. Oh, my gosh.
But yeah, yeah, you're small. Yeah. When I look at some of our older pictures.
Mm-hmm. And that was
really
big.
Yeah.
I'm losing. Still I'm beautiful. Still working on it. Still working.
Still beautiful.
Aw, thanks, yeah, T.
Of course.
I'm still working on it. Yeah. But.
You look nice, though.
I thank was you. Saying,
yeah.
Thanks.
So that's why Snoop was able to hug so big and shit. I'm like how oh, tall, you really.
How tall is Snoop exactly?
Like 6'5". Like,
6'5",
yeah.
okay.
Yeah, he's yeah. tall.
Because you come
but
up,
I'm
to,
short.
You come up to about his nipples, yeah. right?
You're like, he had his a whole
I
head.
Didn't touch him. Right. I didn't touch
he had
him.
Had a whole head.
It's not going there.
I'm like, oh, give me a break.
He's like an octopus around.
Yeah, that's my Martha Stewart. Yeah, but you know, he those guys, they know a familiar face.
Yeah. Yeah.
They know.
He clearly didn't forget Jackie's.
No, he didn't.
That's amazing.
That's because I was
really
with T.
Good. It was yeah. really good.
Be clear.
Yes.
You really should see good. What he's like with Dr. Gale when he sees Dr. Gale.
Yeah, well, they love Gale.
They
yeah.
Gale love Gale.
Auntie. Yeah. Auntie Gale, everybody's yeah. auntie. Mm-hmm. Like, I love oh, it. No, Auntie Gale. Give me a break.
Let's remind everybody, Easter Market.
Yes, what July day? 21st.
July 21st.
I think, what time does it start? Like
10? Starts at 10.
Okay, 10.
We have to
Book
get
fair.
There at 7.
And you need to come by. If you didn't get your copy of Behind the Wall, Tony will have them there.
And get a
he'll
free
sign
vinyl.
Them.
Get
yes.
a free vinyl.
Free vinyl, yeah.
12-inch record. Yes. Man, some great
collectors.
Music. Yeah, collector's item, so. For real.
I love that.
Yeah, yes. It's really, really nice. Yeah. And then I listened to the song because I hadn't heard it in a while. And I'm like, damn, I'm giving these away?
Yeah.
But
don't rather, forget, you know. I get my copy.
I know, right? Yeah, I go, yeah, right.
Maybe we
I
can give you. A copy to Mike, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Bring Mike. Yeah. This, yeah. Mike, you know, yeah. I'm going to get you caught up on all this stuff.
Beautiful. Yeah.
I got a new release coming out in England again. You know, they did the...
Clap City.
Clap City okay. Records. I got
cool.
it.
Congrats.
Through this company mm-hmm. out there. And they dropped one of my first singles. For some odd reason, they like the stuff I first did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, this... I got stuff way better. No, T, we just... Well, first of all, it's because it's collector's item with there. Because yeah. I got a single out there that costs like $100. I can't buy it. I wouldn't right. buy it. I know for a little over 150, we probably got 200 of them made. You know how mm-hmm. I'm going to do it? But these guys have their records in plastic, pristine. I mean,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like, would you sign this for me? I'd be scared to sign it.
Right.
This mama look brand new.
Well, the classics never go out of style.
Right,
you know?
Right. Brand
people
new.
People like what they like.
So
I like that.
They're re-releasing. They're doing I had a hit song back in the day called When the Cat's Away.
Yeah.
And they redid it. That was a record where, on the record, I did a little bass, play on, pretty baby, play on. And everybody thought it was Parliament.
Yeah.
Because it's funky, right?
Right.
Everybody thought it was P-Funk. And I was like, yeah, that's me.
That's Tony.
So I went on the radio and did a nice interview. And so they got the interview and they released the record all at the same time.
Wow.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, there's cool. some really nice people
we
over
gotta
there.
We got to make sure we share
we
it.
We got to go over there.
Yes.
They've been wanting me to come. I could do a couple pull the chair up and talk to a class.
Yeah.
With my bass in my hand, just tell some stories. And they said they can get me paid doing that a lot.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I said I got to do it.
What are we waiting for?
Yeah, we got our passports ready. Yeah.
People love those in-person sessions, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Like, so, nothing beats live mentorship.
Right.
You know,
yeah. Right.
It's a good experience.
So I'm looking August to September to pop up over there. For,
amazing.
If it's just a week. Mm-hmm. I have to go for a week, though. I can't do just a weekend. Yeah. Because it's so much more.
And oh, the travel.
And they could talk me into staying even longer if it's if it's money.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Know, if it's money and it's more
opportunity
to go for the, more for the next book. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because, you know, did you ever see Chess, the story about Chess Records? Where Etta James and all those people are?
No, I don't think I did.
Well, one of the guys was getting dull in the United States, right? And they were like, man, we're sending you over to London. He was like, they don't know me, man. I got to go over there. When he got over there, man, they had rolled out the red carpet. Everybody had roses, throwing roses at his feet. And they were so happy. I mean, and he didn't know he was that popular. So that's what overseas brings to you.
Oh, yeah.
Is the love that you really never got here.
Right.
Right.
But they really love you over there, and they show you they love you. And that makes a big difference, because now you feel like, wow, I was doing that. It worked.
Right.
You made a bigger impact.
You were reaching people. You had a bigger impact than you
You just
realized.
Don't know sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're sitting here. Well, it was like that guy that was, who was the guy? He was homeless.
Oh, yeah.
And then,
I know who
you know what I'm
about.
Talking about? He was homeless.
In his 70s, I think, too.
Yeah. And next thing he found out, they found him, and he had a big, he was huge overseas.
You're right.
Was that the man with the golden voice?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Remember that guy?
Yeah. He had a hell of a voice, too.
He did.
He was homeless.
He was homeless. When they called him the man with the golden voice. Or the...
No, it was a different guy. Though,
yeah, this is a different guy.
Different
guy.
He was a musician.
Musician, right. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, the guy with the golden voice was just a speaker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his voice was beautiful, wasn't it? And he hadn't been doing nothing.
Right.
For a long time. And when he spoke to somebody was like, wow, your voice is great. You should be on radio or something.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you got the voice. I can already hear. Yeah.
I had fun talking on radio.
That's why we
got to
bring that podcast.
So we
got
to come back. Yeah, we got to. Me and Jackie was
remember
talking.
Remember Alan Allman from Pillow Talk back in the day?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
We got T Money, Pillow Talk.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. Yes, this one goes out to all the ladies. Yeah.
Bedtime stories.
Yeah, bedtime stories. With Dr. Gail and Tony Green.
I love
it. Gail, I had Gail like, are you whispering in that tea?
Yes, I'm whispering.
Well, let's remind everybody where your social media handles are.
Okay, so we got Hyped Up Live Sessions, Facebook and YouTube.
Yep, YouTube.
74 episodes on there. So
congrats
remember that.
On that.
And then Tony Green 731 is in my Instagram.
Yep, and that's your Gmail too.
Yeah, and that's my email. What it is, I had to do that because every time I came up with a name, somebody just stole it. Like
yeah.
Like, I had T-Money, right? And then the guy came out with T-Money. So then I said, okay, with T-Money Green.
Right.
No, nobody did that. Because I was getting ready to use my Social Security number. So let's see if you can come up with this.
Yeah, right. You pretty much have to these days, right?
Everything's taken. You know, everything, they steal stuff.
Yeah.
So, but we have, Tony Green 731 is my Gmail. And then Edward Tony Green is my Facebook.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And Jackie, Game Changer Coaching?
Yes.
Oh, website? That's nice.
Oh, gosh.
GameChangerCoaching.com.
Today.
Right?
Dot today.
Dot today.
Yes, Got dot it. Today.
Okay, perfect.
And then Bold Leap Podcast. Yeah.
Yep.
Facebook and Instagram.
And you guys are both going to be at the Eastern Market on July 21st at 10 a.m.
Yep.
Return performance.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That's our return performance. This
That's
is the
return
one.
Performance
That's
live right. in
With
person.
With Dr. Gail, she'll be joining us.
Zeus won't be there.
Oh, yeah, we won't bring Zeus this time.
Well,
he was
a
puppy at first when he was real little.
Yeah,
and then
you could bring him, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's so my then, therapy dog.
Yeah.
So then the next time we run up last year, he was a bigger, right?
Right.
And they were, oh, he's getting big. Now he's just huge. Yeah. And the thing is, he hates other dogs. So every now and then you see somebody walking a dog in there. I don't want him cutting up.
Right.
He'll exactly. scare people.
I get it. I have two Great Danes. I can't take them anywhere.
Man,
they get a lot of attention.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too much. They love people and people love them. and it just becomes overwhelming.
Did you have them as puppies first?
I did. I got them as puppies.
And you watch them grow up like that, man. Yeah, watching my dog.
I could fit them in my arms like this. Now they're as tall as me.
Wow.
Legs. Yeah, they're big.
Couldn't have a Great Danes.
Oh, you'd love them.
I know. They're good guard dogs.
Oh, my goodness. They're gentle giants, and they're the softest, sweetest. You know, they have like, it's almost like human form.
Really?
You know, and they're just like right by your side. They
but love your plate.
Yeah. Yeah, they can reach the table.
Yeah, that's what my dog. Now, when he couldn't reach the table, it was one thing. Now he put his whole face on the table, looking for something.
They're always hungry. I can tell you that.
Yeah. When they're big like that, they're always hungry. Yeah. Wow, you got two Great Danes, huh? That's amazing.
They're brother and sister. They're from the same breeder. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, that's pretty good. What color?
I have a Harlequin. She's black and white. Her name is Frankie.
Okay.
And then the brother, he's a year younger. His name is Ziggy. Okay. And he's gray and black.
Oh, gray and black.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. There's some big dogs.
Yeah, they are. I love them to death.
Wow.
They're not
transport them.
So I had the perfect ride for me is a Jeep Wrangler. Like the Jeep Wrangler is such a great mode of transportation for everything I need. And then you just put down the seats in the back, boom, open the door and they get in. I put the two back windows down and they put their heads out both windows or the same window. It's me. If you ever see a guy in a Jeep driving down the road with two Great Danes hanging out, a two headed monster, it's me.
I love it.
My dog loves to ride, man. As soon as we say, you want to go bye-bye?
Yep.
He's crazy.
They look at me every day as soon as I walk over to the car. They're like, we going somewhere?
Right. Not today. That's how we just did our dog. He looked, when he don't see the leash grab,
he knows
he's staying there.
Yeah.
And it's, they're smart like that, too. They know the difference. That's terrible.
They're intuitive. They want to go for their rides. They love hanging their heads out the window. They love it, hanging their tongues out.
Yeah.
People film them. They like take pictures because two big Great Danes come out like a two-headed monster.
Right. Yeah, that's sweet. Cute.
Celebrities.
Hey, you know, there's a girl, Carita Miller, who I ran into, and she's just got like about 14 different artists that didn't have outlets, you know?
Yeah.
And they were great artists. So for these next shows, I've been using her artists. And then I'll stick, like we got somebody coming from Toronto this next show. I'll have her on first, but this young lady has got her ears to the street, man, and it's just going to help me a lot because, you know, a lot of times I'll sift through stuff and find out who I want on the show.
Yeah.
But now she'll send me, hey, T, how you like these people? And I listen to them, and they sound great. So she brought about two of the artists on the last show, and they were really good, and then she got, a couple more for this show.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, well, because
more networking.
She's got her ear to the street where I wouldn't.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You got to have eyes and ears all over the place to help collaborate.
Right.
Yeah, you really do. And she's good. And her mom's good because her mom's a photographer, and she takes all the big pictures.
Well, between the three of us sitting at the table, we know a lot of connections that we can definitely facilitate
we
some good things to happen.
Right.
I think so, too.
That's a good thing, yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I'm glad we're back.
Yeah, this was great.
So
Mike,
behind
thank
the wall,
you.
Yes, Eastern Market, July 21st, 10 a.m.
Yes.
Come see the man.
Come on,
come
hang
see Jackie.
Out with us.
Yes.
We have candy too.
There will be candy. Yes.
Maybe always
not edible.
The regular candy.
Just regular candy. It's a family affair.
And it's just grab and go. It's not here's some candy. Get into the white panel.
Right.
Man. None of that.
No.
No stranger
danger. Just grab and go.
Right.
But it's gonna be really nice. So.
Well, thank you guys again so much for coming out. I'm looking forward to the cooking show.
We're gonna launch
Studio 2.
Let's do it, man. That's hot.
Seriously.
Absolutely. Can't wait, and I'll send that to Snoop.
Yes.
I'll be
cooking with the Snoop and Martha wine.
Yeah,
we'll give a plug.
Yeah,
lots of recipes that involve wine.
So that'd be good. Yeah, and I show them.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for tuning in today, and you know where to find T-Money and Jackie, and we will see you July 21st, 10 a.m. at the Eastern Market.
Yes.
That's a wrap.